Okay, I'd like to share with you today a couple of short ideas relating to Sukkos. Some little verloch that I've collected from a few Sram that I have available. No, verloch. Some little verloch you can say by the Seder. When you're sitting around with the manishtan in the sukkah, right? So when you need some verloch. Okay, so the first thing, first idea, a little short thing I saw by Rabbi Shur, he put out another sefer. He's going to get the Guinness Book of World Records for putting out so many svarim in such a short period of time. He put out another book, another sefer on Sukkos. So I saw a few little things there. One thing I like very much is a gematria. I'm not really a gematria person, but sometimes a gematria is so good, I can't hold myself back. We know Chazal say that the purpose in Sukkos, we leave the diras keva and we enter into a diras arai. We leave the permanent, our beautiful homes, and we go out to this little hut. You know, the sukkahs, you know, have changed quite a bit since I was born. I remember the old-fashioned, heavy-duty wood sukkahs. They don't exist anymore. Does anyone have a real wood sukkah? Not the real heavy wood sukkah.
Yes, yes.
Not the light. They still make some lightweight wood sukkahs.
Yes,
but the heavy wood sukkahs.
Heavy wooden doors. What doors? That was it.
Unbelievable. Okay, that doesn't exist. Very rarely do you see wood sukkahs anymore. The lightweight wood sukkahs. Now everything is the fiberglass or it's the canvas. No more canvas. It's now the plastic is so thin. The quality, it's unbelievable what's become. The
it's made of canvas.
It's plastic, but it's not just plastic. It's like no more canvas. It needs to have metal, thick, heavy metal poles. And my grandparents, oh wow, those corner pieces. You know how much those, it would cost today, one of those corner pieces with all the, no more today, plastic little things you snap into place, not the same. The wind comes, pop-up sukkahs, whoever heard of a pop-up sukkah? It's a new world today, what can I say? It's a new world, it's really, we're living in a dar of a diras arai. That's really what it's become. We've come to the generation, years ago, doors, you know, it's not arai.
So lessons.
They're stark. They're real heavy-duty sukkahs. They were keva, yeah? The schach has changed quite a bit. Mats.
Bamboo, yeah.
Who has today real schach? Today it's mats. Yeah? You would cut, what did you cut?
Nice
branches?
No,
it's stuff that grows.
Bamboo?
No, it's schach. The weeds that grow.
Yeah?
The thing on top.
You went on the Bell Parkway, they let you go? You pulled over to the side and you cut down. Say they would probably do it, arrest someone if they would do it.
I remember when they made it an official law with it.
You can't go cut down anything. Wow, unbelievable! Yeah.
In Borough Park, we used to have a truck that came with it.
Right.
What do you mean a truck?
Someone cut it down. This is a sock truck.
They sold it in bundles.
Okay, times have changed.
Well,
they
have
Yeah.
A big subject. We heard about the
What happened to the chickens? It's suffocated?
Suffocated. And the whole kapparas thing, they weren't available.
We all died. They starved to death. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay, but we live in a generation today where we really come to diras arai. That the sukkahs have really changed from the diras keva to the diras arai. Okay, that must mean something. There must be some significance in that itself. Now, what is a diras kvasa? Here's the gematria. Okay, because we have to try to be memayit in our. What is keva? Keva is the gematria 172. And everyone, that's easy gematria, 172. Arai, temporary. You live, that's goals. You go into goals. That's the whole purpose of sukkahs. You leave your permanent home and you go out into a place. The person should realize everything in this world is only temporary, only for a short period of time, and it should influence our mindset. What's arai?
Arai is 281.
21. Yeah. What's the difference between 281 and 172? 109. What is the gematria of the word minucha? Rest, serenity, peace, 109. incredible gematria, incredible, incredible insight into what we're really doing. We think that when we live at home in a diras keva, that's menucha. You're nothing like your own bed. When you go into the sukkah, you gotta squeeze into this little sukkah. It's cold, it's hot. Something's coming down from the schach to go to sleep. Not for me. It's arai. The truth is, when you leave keva and you go into arai, that's the real menucha. How could that possibly be? The truth that we all know deep down inside, that's really true. When a person gets too comfortable in this world, you develop, you have an attitude, there's a mindset that this is how it has to be. And there's a need for more. And if things don't go exactly the way you want, you're disturbed. And there's no menucha sanefesh. But when you live in the world with an attitude that this world is just arai, we're here just for a fleeting moment, and it's just a prozdar, a hallway to something much greater, that gives the person the ultimate menuchas hanefesh. Powerful gematria. And what's the proof to this gematria? Rav Shur goes further. What do we say? What is Sukkah's Keneged? Everyone knows it's Keneged. Yaakov. Ul Yaakov also lo Sukkos. Pesach is Avraham. It's like classic. Avraham, Pesach is Avraham. Shavuos is Yitzchak. And the Yontif of Sukkos is the third of the Shalosh Regalim, is Keneged Yaakov Avinu. What do we say every Shabbos? Avraham Yogel, Yitzchak Yiranein, Yaakov Vonov Yonuchuvo. Menucha. Yaakov Avinu, there are many different dimensions of Yaakov Avinu, but one dimension of Yaakov Avinu, which is Mamish the Nusach HaTfilah. You can't run away from this, the Nusach HaTfilah. Yaakov Uvanov Yonuchuvo. Why does Yaakov Zechatov Yonuchuvo? Because Ulamiknehu also Sukkos. Because Yaakov Avinu, he understands what a sukkah is. He understands the concept of Diras Arai, and that is something that we have to learn from sukkahs. We have to learn from sukkahs. Say midiras keva after you leave the Yom Noroim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You go into a sukkah. You develop a new attitude to life. Life is different. Not everything is so important. Not everything has to be perfect. There are more important things in life, and when you have the attitude of Arai, you'll be zoiche to a darga of menucha, as is the difference between keva and Arai. So let's go to another short idea. We say every day in Shemona Esrei, Rav Shur says this idea, and he says that he found that Rav Shimshon Pinkas, Zechut Tzadik Levrach, he says exactly the same thing. We have in davening every single day, Melech Oizer Umoshia Umogin, the first bracha, Alkei Avram, Alkei Yitzchak, Alkei Yaakov, Alkel Hagadol Yibav Hanayro, Chulu Chulu, and we conclude Melech Oizer Umoshia Umogin. Rav Shur and Rav Pinkas explain that the word Ozer corresponds to Rosh Hashanah, Umoshia refers to Yom Kippur, and Umogin refers to Sukkos. Why is that so? Rashana, Hashem helps us. How does Hashem help us? The shofar. He gave us the mitzvah of shofar to awaken us to do tshuva. There is some, oiza means to help. Hashem helps those who help themselves. Oiza means you. I'm trying. I'm doing my hishtadlus. If you put in your hishtadlus, Hashem says, I will help you along. That is Ozer. That is Rosh Hashanah. You do yours. You come to shul, try to daven, do the best you can, blow shofar, do the best you can, I'll help you out, I'll help you get through this day, I'll help you in Shemayim through the Yom HaDin. Yom Kippur is a Moshiach, is where even Itzumoy Shel Yom Mechaper, even if a person technically does nothing, doesn't go to shul, does nothing, just sits at home, just the essence of the day, it is the ultimate chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, a Yom Kippur, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us even without our assistance. And of course, we don't rely upon that. We come to shul, we do tshuva, we daven, we fast, we do all of these things. But the truth is, Chazal say, the essence of the day brings atonement. Umoshia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us. He's, I'm saying, Moshiach, he saves us. Hashem takes the initiative. That's a higher madrake. Ozer, Hashem helps who helps themselves. Moshiach, Hashem steps in to help us. And then we come to Sukkos. So this, for us, is very good. It helps us define the nature of Sukkos. If this is true, Ozer, Moshiach, and then comes Mogen, and Sukkos, The next holiday, Mogein, the whole essence of a sukkah is protection. Is Hashem protects us. Now, for example, to whom did Hashem give the bracha of V'anochi Mogein Loch? Avraham. Baruch Ato Hashem Mogein Avraham. Why did Avraham, from all of the avos, need a shield? Why? We don't find anywhere that Hashem says to Yitzchak, oh, I'm going to be your Mogein. There's no Mogein Yitzchak. There's a Mogein Avraham. There's a Mogein, we understand a shield in this. There's a Mogein David, a Mogein Shlomo. There are three people that needed shields. Avraham, David, and Shlomo. Three shields. Remember we had the shield of Avraham is the shield of eight. A star of eight. And the shield of David is six. The shield of Shlomo is five. Together it spells Chava. It spells Chava. The Mogein, all three together is Chava. The three shields, Ches, Vav, Hey, Chava, three different shields. We once spoke about that. We had a shiur on the Mogein David. But why don't we find that Yitzchak needed a Mogein? Why don't we find that Yaakov needed a shield? So the answer is, because, as Rav Shur explains all of this, is because Avraham, he risked his life. He did strange things. He went to fight a world war, one man against five kings, that's four kings. He risked his life to do things against the entire Seder HaOlam. A revolutionary person, he was a trailblazer, and when you put yourself at risk, you're in a lot of trouble, you're vulnerable. If you are Avraham or Ivri, you're on one side, and the whole world is against you, it's very easy for them to come along and knock you off. You're a troublemaker, we'll eliminate you very quickly. When you have, but yet, Avraham had, the key word is emuna, faith. He had full faith in Hashem, I'm doing what is right, you'll be by my side. When a person puts himself at risk because he has faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Hashem comes to your rescue and is your Mogein. Anochi Mogein Lach. That opens up for us a new understanding, not a new understanding, but definitely enhances our understanding of Sukkot. Sukkot is all about emunah. You leave the bias, you leave your home, and you go into the tzila, the sukkah, which is called the tzila dim hemnusa. The anani hakavot, lechtech acharai, we reenact our trip in the desert. Lechtech, what is the sukkah? The sukkah is the anani hakavot. What was the anani hakavot? When did we experience the anani hakavot? When we basically went on a suicide mission to leave Egypt and to travel in the desert, a place of tzimaon, thirst, scorpions, snakes, and sakana. We had faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem said, you have faith in me, I will protect you, I will shield you, I will provide you with the anani hakavot, I will be your shield. When we go into the sukkah, that's what we are doing. We are reenacting our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we left Mitzrayim. Zechli Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're following in the ways of Avraham, to whom Hashem said, if you have faith in me, Anochi Mogein Loch, I will be your shield. So you go into the sukkah, you're really going into the Mogein Avraham, or the Mogein Dove. It's very good. It's very good. Chaim LeJosh, the sukkah to connect to the Mogein David. The Mogein David, the Mogein Avraham, the Mogein of Shlomo, Melech Ozer, it's part of the series. Melech Ozer, Umoshia, Umogein. Ozer Rashana, Umoshia Yom Kippur, Mogein is Sukkot. Why Sukkot? Why is it called the Mogein? Because Sukkot is an expression of faith. And when you have an extreme expression of faith, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates with, don't worry, I'll take care of you. Where do we find a precedent for this? Gesundheit? Avraham Avinu. He had a Muna, V'anochi, Mogein, Loch. Okay, let's go to another idea. We have this idea called Tassin. This is a beautiful idea. This is a beautiful Jewish. I saw this in the Alei Higoyon by Rabbi Klein. The Alei Higoyon says we have a concept called Tassin V'loi Min Ha'os. Everyone knows this idea that when you make a sukkah, you have to make the sukkah. You're not allowed to have the sukkah made automatically. In other words, if you have a tree, and the tree, a branch of a tree comes over the roof of the sukkah, Is it a kosher sukkah? Absolutely not, because it's attached to the ground. What's the solution? Just cut off the branch. But if you cut off the branch, the branch has not moved. All I've done is just cut the branch, and now that branch that was hanging over my roof is still there. The only difference is, until now it was attached to the ground, and now it's not attached to the ground. So what is halacha? The sukkah is pasul, because I did not put the branch there. The branch was already there. It has to be tasa. You have to make the branch. Veloimina also, it's not proper that it should just be there after the fact. It just happened to be there. Conveniently, I cut off the branch, and it's there. That's a concept that is true by sukkah. It's true by lulavaneshim. Also, you have to. There are berries. There are other applications of tasa veloy min ha'osik. Now, taking that idea a step further, the Legion says something that's very important for these 4 days. We think that sukkah is a yomtiv of simcha. This samachta dechagecha. It's the only Yom Tov where it says a double dosage of simcha. Pesach, believe it or not, shockingly, it doesn't say the word simcha by Pesach at all. Shavuos, it says one time the word simcha. V'samachta dechagecha. By Sukkos, it says the Torah the word simcha twice. Twice. There's a double dosage of. So you think, oh, come Sukkos. So we have now between Yom Kippur, there are 4 days to Sukkos. So what do? We go to work, we build a sukkah, we buy the aluminum, we go about our business, we go to Koilel, we do what we need to do, and then it comes Sukkos. Ah, I'm not in a very good mood, because I paid too much for the Ashruk. The sukkah did not come out the way I liked, and the shim and the kol were not exactly what I bargained for. So it wasn't, I'm not in a good mood. Okay, come Sukkos, ah, good meal. Children come over, grandchildren, ah. Now the Yom Tif is now going to give me simcha. Ah, so by the time we already get to the second day of Sukkos, by the time you get to Shabbos Kol Moed, Koheles, ah, you're ready, you built up the simcha. Ah, Yom Tif now has given me simcha. If that's your attitude, you're not yet to the midst of simcha on Sukkos. Why? Because the halach of Taseh v'loy min ha'osu, it's not limited to Sukkos. It's a theme in the entire Yom Tov. You have to make the simcha, not that the simcha has to come to you after the fact. In other words, that's what you're supposed to be doing these 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos. Why there are 4 days? There are 4 days in order for you to work on simcha. 4 days to bring yourself to a state of simcha, ta'aseh, so that you should already enter into the Yom Tov in a state of simcha. Not that you should enter into Yom Tov depressed, and then when you'll have a good meal, and your children and grandchildren will come to visit, that's going to bring me simcha. If that's the type, that's min ha'osui. The Yom Tov is giving you. You didn't make the simcha. The Yom Tov gave you the simcha. You have to spend 4 days taseh. Do things these 4 days to put yourself in a very happy, pleasant frame of mind. Building the sukkah should give you simcha. Buying the Dalad Minim should give you sukkah, give you simcha. Making preparations should give you simcha. So it's taseh. So now when you come into the Yom Tov, v'samachta b'chagecha, it's a v'samachta b'chagecha where your simcha has preceded the Yom Tov. Not that the Yom Tov is giving you simcha. It's a very difficult avoda. To bring yourself to the simcha is the hardest thing possible. But that's why we have 4 days. If you would go right from Yom Kippur into Sukkos, there would not be an opportunity. You would not have an opportunity to bring yourself to a simcha where it would be a tasa type of simcha, but it would be, instead it would be an osui type of simcha, which is not what the Torah had in mind. Okay, this is a very, very interesting idea from the Alei Higayon. Okay, let's go to another idea. Koheles. Running to different ideas. Koheles. In Koheles, we have Chazal and Masechta Shabbos. This is a great, this is a Marsha. It's a very simple idea. It's a Marsha. You can never go wrong with telling over Marsha. The Alei Higayon, he develops a little bit more, but I think the Marsha really says it all, just to say over the Marsha.
Where is this?
It's a Sefer, the Gemara is Masechta Shabbos, Staff Lamed Amud Beis. And it comes from the Sefer Alei Higayon. Alei Higayon by, I forgot his first name, his name is Rabbi Klein. This is a newly published Sefer. The Masha asks a very, very good kasha. This kasha is a kasha. It's a great kasha to appreciate. People who learn Torah, people in Kollel appreciate this far more than the average person. It says the Maharal Shabbos that Chazal, they looked at Sefer Kohelis. We're going to lay in Sefer Kohelis on Shabbos. It's very long. It's a very long, Megillah. It takes forever. And Chazal, they looked at it, okay, and they say, you know, not to go through all the details, we think that we should put this Sefer in Geniza. Let's bury it. It's not something which is for the common man, even though it was authored by Shlomo HaMelech, because there are contradictions. On one end it says Simcha is a good thing, on the other end it says Simcha is not a good thing. In the middle of the Sefer, Shlomo HaMelech contradicted himself. It doesn't make sense. He's not clear. He's not thinking straight. Why should Klal Yisrael be busy with a book that doesn't make sense? It's Chazal. Bikshu Chachamim Lignoi Sefer Koheles Shedvorov Soisrim Ze Eze. Daflamim Abezim Zechta Shabbos. Umibneima Loigonzu. Why didn't they put it in Geniza? Why did they spend so much time resolving the contradictions? It's because the beginning and the end of Sefer Koheles is Divrei Torah. There are words of Torah, because shetchilosav divrei Torah, v'soifai divrei Torah. So therefore, since there's Torah in the beginning, there's Torah at the end, there are contradictions in the middle. No, the Torah in the beginning and the Torah at the end is enough of a reason for us to work out the contradictions in the Sefer, to resolve the contradictions, to make the most and to save it. Okay, along comes the Maharsha and asks an amazing question, and also gives an amazing answer. Then there's another Gemara. There's a Gemara. No, I forgot to write down what the Gemara is. I apologize. I don't have my hand. There's another Gemara. The Gemara says that Chazal wanted to put Sefer Yecheskel in Geniza. Chesler wrote a book, and his book, you know, there's some. Now his book is even worse, because his book doesn't have only contradictions, it has things which are mamash k'neged HaTorah. It says that how to bring korbanos, certain laws that are clearly measurements, there are certain things there that are clearly k'neged what it says in the Torah. So they wanted very much to take the whole Sefer Yecheskel and say there are major problems, and it's not going to be part of the Tanakh, it's going to be in Geniza. Yes. Right. There are many kinds of things. So they wanted to put in Geniza, but they went to the attic. They went to an attic in Beis Goron, and they spent the whole night, and they resolved all the contradictions.
One Tana was able to sit up. Was that the one where one Tana was able to resolve it all?
Yes. I don't remember the details, so we have to look at the Gemara. I don't know the details. But they were able to figure out all the contradictions, all the difficulties. The Gemara discussed all the problems. The Gemara tells us all the resolutions. So Maharsha Sakasha, how come when it comes to Yecheskel, the Gemara doesn't say that they would have put it in Geniza, but they found Divrei Torah? It doesn't say anywhere this discussion, the beginning is Divrei Torah, the end is Divrei Torah. The truth is, there is no Divrei Torah in Yecheskel. Yecheskel is just Musa. So based upon the template, based upon the rules that Chazal have established for Koheles, Koheles was a goner. It's only because there was Divrei Torah, it was worthy to be misaken, to resolve the contradictions. But Yecheskel, there is no Divrei Torah. You have to know what the Divrei Torah mean, but whatever the Divrei Torah are, there are no Divrei Torah. It's pure prophecy. It's prophecy, it's Musar, it's and therefore it should have been put in Geniza. And yet, no, Chazal say, no, we're not going to put it in Geniza. We're going to find this solution. So the question is, why, when it came to Sefer Koheles, the only reason why Chazal went through the effort to answer the contradiction only because Techilasan, this Sefer Divrei Torah, but when it comes to Yecheskel, there, they didn't need to find Divrei Torah, they were willing to preserve Sefer Yecheskel even when there's no Divrei Torah. So the Maharsha answers, says as follows. When it comes to Nevuah, Yecheskel is prophecy. Prophecy is the word of God. Aha. You're not going to play around with that.
It's above divinity.
So therefore we're going to keep it no matter what. And we're going to work out all the problems. There's a problem, we're going to work out the problems. But when it comes to Sefer Koheles is not prophecy. This is the chokhmah of man, a human being. What is a man worth? Man is nothing. Even the chokhmah mikol ha'adam, he's just a man. He's a chokhmah. Look, there are problems. There's kashas, there's contradictions. It's not kedai when it comes to the chokhmah of man. It's not kedai to bother even to resolve contradictions. It's only because Divrei Torah, once a man has shown that he has connected himself with Divrei Torah, then already it's kedai to preserve and to resolve all of the difficulties. Yecheskel is nevuah, the Maharsha says, but Koheles is chokhmas adam. It's not kedai to waste your time. If you have a chokhmas adam, it doesn't make sense, forget it. If it makes sense, okay, that's one thing. You got problems, forget it. Don't waste your time. It's chokhmas adam. But divrei Torah, that's already a different story. Since we see the Choshlem HaMelech's words are rooted in divrei Torah, then it's kedai to resolve all of the problems. Now, what is the Musar Haskel of this fart? This is a little bit, not really exactly what it says. What's the Musar Haskel? Is our whole lives are all together Koheles. What is our whole life? What is every person's life? Our whole life is a Sefer Koheles. And in Sefer Koheles, there are contradictions. And in our lives, we're full of contradictions. Echad v'pev, echad v'belev. We come to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, and Yom Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. What do? We sit in Yom Shul, and we say all these things, and every single person knows we're full of baloney. We all know that we're full of contradictions. Is it really kedai? It's all over. It's Yom Tov is over. So what's this all about? Why bother going forward? You come Sukkos, and you read Koheles. And Koheles is also, it's full of contradictions. But when you attach yourself to Torah in the beginning and Torah at the end, then it's kedai. Just because they have contradictions, even though you're not, it's not nevuah. It's bidei adam. You're just a plain, simple, mortal man and you're full of contradictions. But if you connect yourself to Torah, mitchilasai and misofo, man is worthy of being salvaged. Man's life, man's purpose, man's existence is kedai. That we should work with what you have, resolve the contradictions, work out the problems, flatten out the mountains, fill up all the ditches, and we'll work with it, we'll solve the problems, and you'll continue to exist with a year of success and bracha. That's really the Musar Haskel of what we laying on Sukkos, we laying from Koheles. Chilasan, contradictions. Man is molly contradictions. But if you attach yourself to learning, there's what to salvage. Okay, so that was a very, very powerful vart. All right, let's go to another idea. Okay, I like this idea very, very much. Ibaan Yidal Adminim. I was always fascinated as a child that you have a Dal Adminim, this, and how you pronounce it, even though I pronounce the holder for the Hadassim and the Aravos. What are they called? The holder, the Kaishala, the Yiddish word. Today, they have all different types. fancy, not so fancy. Some people have the custom. I never saw this until many years ago. Is they don't have it. They don't. There they have a custom. They don't use the holder. They just take the hadas and the aravos. And they not run a rubber, you don't want to use it. They just tie it to the lulav itself. But that's very rare. Most people, 99.9% of the population, has a holder. Today they have new holders, different types of holders, and this and that. All these. Isn't it very interesting that you only have a holder for the hadasim and the aravos? You don't have a holder for the esrog. And there's no holder. What?
You never hold your hand.
You hold it with your hand. So why don't you have a hold? Why don't you put your hold it in some? It's very delicate. The esrog. Why? You know, you don't want to scratch it. Maybe you, when you hold the esrog, you should hold the esrog in a holder. Why not? It's a din of a hefsek. I don't look. If it was a din of a hefsek, then you couldn't hold the hadassah and the aravos. No one actually holds the hadassah and the aravos. You hold it through the intermediary of the holder. You hold the lulav, and in the lulav you have the holder, and you're holding onto the holder, and in the holder there's the hadassah and the aravos. You're not actually touching the hadassah and the aravos. So why don't we have a special fancy holder for the lulav, and a special fancy holder for the esrog? Why is this not done? So Rabbi Shur, he says something very powerful, and this is very much, you know, Rabbi Shur is very much in line with his Mahalich. All credit to him that the Aravos correspond to the lips, and the Hadassim, according to the Medrash, correspond to the eyes. Everyone knows the Medrash, the Esrog is the heart, the Lulav is the spine, and the Hadassim are the eyes, and the Aravos are the lips. In Chazal's terminology, we never find anywhere Shmiras Halev. Do you ever see posters? Shmiras Halev. You never saw a poster. Watch your heart. Okay, Al Tisna Achicha Bilvavecha. Don't hate. Okay, there's no din Shmir. There are instructions. There's no guarding. Just do and don't do. You have to L'Reyacha Kameicha. You have to Eis Hashem Elokecha. And L'Sisna Achicha Bilvavecha. There's no din Shmira. Enact safeguards for your heart that you shouldn't come to hate. Enact safeguards. Have a filter. Install a filter in your home that your heart should not come to hate your friend. Install a filter that your heart should not come to hate your friend, whatever. No such thing. The terminology doesn't exist. That's the eyes. That's the eyes. Don't turn, it's an instruction. Don't learn, it's an instruction, don't turn away. In Chazal's terminology, you don't find the term Shemira. You don't find Shemira. There are instructions. There are two things you find. In Chavetz Chaim, it's Shemira Salashon. There's a Chazal, Shemira Salashon. Guard. Nitzor, Lashon Chameiro, Usavasecha. Nitzor means to guard. Right? It's in the guard. There's a terminology of guard. And eyes, who doesn't know that? You have to be blind living in this generation not to know there's something called Shmiras Ha'inayim. There's a terminology, Shmiras Ha'inayim. Very delicate. So he says, that's why, for the Dalet Minim, the only ones that have a special Shmira are the Hadassim and the Aravos. Because to remind us that just like the hadassim and the aravos are very delicate, and therefore we put in a special holder to protect it. It's not just that. We didn't have to have a holder. You can just wrap it around. But no, it needs special shmira. It's a reminder to us that our heart doesn't need shmira. Our spine doesn't need shmira. Okay, you have to take care of it, of course. No one's denying that. But you have to realize that when it comes to the eyes and it comes to the lips, these things are very delicate. They're extremely delicate, and they require another layer of shmir. So when you hold the dalad minim, it makes an impression. It's a very interesting thing. I'm holding the esrog. I'm holding my bare hand. Big deal. The lulav in my bare hand. Hadassim and aravos. You're putting on gloves. This is something very delicate, and it's a musa for us throughout the year. There's something called shmira senayim. There's shmira for the lips. The famous Chazal by a goy, if there's a blemish, what was the story with the carbon from Yochanan and Zakkai? was a Yochanan ben Zakkai. I forgot everything. I forget the story when they brought a carbon to the Beis Hamikdash and they wanted to bring the carbon. They questioned.
Was in the eye.
What was the defect this person made, in the eye or in the lips? And Chazal say a defect in the eye or the lips is something which for us is a mum, but for a guy is not a mum. So what? You're going to go back? The guy, this evil person was very clever. You're going to go back and you're going to tell the Kesar that the animal has a blemish because there's a scratch. There's a scratch. What is in the eye? The scratch in the eyelid. He'll laugh at you. A scratch in the eye is not a blemish. That's right. For a guy, a scratch in the eye, or a scratch, the Gemara says, in the eye or the lip is not a blemish. But for us, for Klal Yisrael, a scratch in the eye, a scratch in the lip is a blemish. By us, what's the Musar Haskel? That even though in society, there's nothing wrong looking at these type of things. Nothing wrong. There's no problem with different types of advertisements and public transportation. There's nothing wrong. You talk a little pad, big deal, no big deal. That's right. For the goyim, there's nothing wrong in the eyes and the lips. But for us, Yisrael Kedoshim, different Madrega. You have to be extremely sensitive in what you see and what comes out of your mouth. You have a special Shmira. You have that holder. That holder says it all. That holder is what separates us from the Goyim. For them, they don't need the holder. The Goy doesn't need the holder for the Arava, the Hadassim, and the Aravos. We, Klal Yisrael, need the holder and the Hadassim and the Aravos. Very powerful one.
One more time.
The
Ulav equals what?
The spine. And the Esrog is the heart. The heart.
And the Hadassim?
Hadassim, the eyes.
And
the Aravos, the lips. Okay, let me just tell you one. Let me do one more vart. I saw this from Rav David Cohen. This is an amazing, amazing vart. Everything I tell you is right. I always tell you it's amazing. For me, it's amazing. I find these things to be very interesting. Okay. We Ushpizen. I hope everyone here says the Ushpizen. At least do it once in a while. You have a full experience of life. Once in a while, you say the Ushpizen. So you have to practice. If you just try the first time to say the Ushpizen, you're going to get overwhelmed. You have to practice the Nusach. It's a very hard Nusach. Then you come to the end of the Nusach, and you say, Riboyin, this is one of the most bizarre tfilos you will ever say. Okay, it's in the Siddur. This is an art school Siddur. They even have this, I don't know who wrote this tfilos. It's in the Siddur. It's even in the art school, even in the English art school. Everyone has this nusach. This is not a Kabbalah sefer. This is like really down to earth, as civil as it gets. And in the Siddur it says, before you say the Ushpizin, before you say Azamein Lisudasi Ushpizin Ilon, before you say those words, it's a very nice thing to say if you can say it. Riboyin Kol Ha'olamim Yiratzoy Melefanecha Shetehei Chashuva Lefanecha Mitzvas Yeshiva Sukkah Zu Ki'ilu Ki'amtia B'chol Pirateha V'diktukeha. That's standard, right? You say that every day, no problem. So far, so good, right? No one's getting excited. Now, here, to listen to this. Listen to this. Remember, first night of Sukkot. Uch'ilu kivanti, as if I had kavana, b'chol ha'kavanos, shekivnu ba, anshe knesses ha'gedola. That's very strange. All of a sudden, we're becoming like the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. Who are we to make believe we're the Anshei Knesset HaGedola? And as if when we go and we're going to say the Ushpizin, we sing the Sukkah, we're doing in the Sukkah like everything that the Anshei Knesset HaGedola had Kavan. This is really as bizarre as it gets. It's a very strange tefillah. So, what's the pshat in this tefillah? Shadavakon, he says, very, very beautiful shteltsu to the Gemara. It really explains what the tefillah means. So something to keep in mind. The Gemara talks about, we learned this, and we learned this possible. We learned Nechemia. And the Gemara, this is the Gemara Mesechta Arochin, and Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. The Gemara talks about Pasuk in Nechemia. Nechemia came to Eretz Yisrael, and they brought up, they built the walls of Yerushalayim, and they celebrated Sukkos. And the Pasuk there says they celebrated Sukkot. Klal Yisrael has not celebrated Sukkot since the time of Yehoshua bin Nun. What? What are you talking about? They didn't celebrate Sukkot since the time of Yehoshua bin Nun. What about all the Shoiftim? the 480 years of Shaftim, and what about the Bayis Rish of 410 years? What are you talking about? They didn't celebrate Sukkos. The Gemara says, "Vayasim min Agola Hashav min Hashavi Sukkos Vayeshu beSukkos Ki Lo Yasu Mimei Yoshua Benun Kain Bnei Yisrael." They didn't celebrate since time of Yeshua. Vatehi Simcha Gedoyla Meoid. Evsha but David Vloyosu Sukkos. Ashaba Ezra Ella. What's going on? Ella Makish. The Gemara answers. Makish. Biyasam bime Ezra Libyasam bime Yoshua. Mabiyasam bime Yoshua Manu Shmitin Vyavlas Vikitchwa Rechima. Abiyasam bime Ezra Manu Shmitin Vyavlas Kitchwa Rechima. Okay, then the Gemara goes on. And the Gemara goes on to say, "Yemev Yaviach Hashem Lekach Lerem Shayir Shavuzach Levishta Makish Yuraschal Yerushaschal Yerusha Savasecha Ma Yerusha Savasecha Bechidush Kol Devar Moelo Af Yerushaschal Bechidush Kol Devar Moelo." And the Idoch, that's one opinion. The Idoch, the other man, the Amos says, "What does it mean they celebrated from the time of Yeshua? The boy Rachanei Al Yetzer the Avoyde Zara Ubatlei." The again zuchuso alayu kisuka. The hainu deko kapit kra ilovei de Yoshua de bechol duchtok siv Yoshua v'hochik siv Yeshua. So the Gemara goes on to say that something. The reason why we're connecting this to Yeshua, besides the fact that we want to compare that they celebrated with Shemitah and Yovel, just like when Yoshua came to Eretz Yisrael, they enacted Shemitah and Yovel. So too now, when Ezra came back once again they reenacted, they reinstalled, they put into reinstated Shemitah and Yovel. They reinstated Shemitah and Yovel. But besides that, the Gemara tells why was there Simcha Gedola. The Anshei Knesses Hagadola was mispalel that the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah should come to an end, because they realized Niskatnu Hadoros, and if they would continue to be a Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah like we had, our forefathers had, Klal Yisrael would cease to exist. Hashem gave His Haskama. Piska Shel Mishvaim came out with the words Emes. They were mispalel, and a fire came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they captured this Yetzirah in a tube of lead. They sealed it, they threw it away, and it was no longer Yetzirah. And Klal Yisrael had enjoyed a Simcha Gedola. They conquered the Yetzirah, and the Zuchus, the Anshei Knesses HaGedola, merited the Zuchus, protected them like the protection of a Sukkah. That's why it says Sukkah, because the Sukkah, just like the Sukkah, was the Anane HaKavod, and the Anane HaKavod represents the ultimate protection. They merited the ultimate protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in reward for being Mevatel the Yetzirah. And the Gemara, that's why the Gemara compares it to Yoshua. In this pasuk, Yoshua is spelled Choser. It is deficient. It is missing a letter in his name, because Chazal, we discussed this at great length. Chazal criticized Yoshua. Why was he not mispalel to be mevatel the Yetzirah in his time? We discussed this. The reason, because if he would be mispalel, then that would be Nevuah come to an end. He wanted there to be Nevuah. There's a trade-off, Nevuah versus the Yetzirah, not the Yetzirah of the Zara. But Chazal, to some degree, criticized Yoshua. Why was he not mispalel for the Bittul Yetzirah when he came into Eretz Yisrael? But in any event, what do we need to take out of this Gemara for our purpose? What we need to take out is that the Anshei Knesses HaGedola at the time of Nehemiah was mispalel to be mevatel the Yetzirah, and they enjoyed a tremendous simcha, which is the theme of Sukkos, and the Zuchus, the merit, protected them like a sukkah, which is the ultimate protection you can have in this world, because sukkah represents the Anane HaKavod. The Anane HaKavod is the ultimate iron dome. There's nothing like the Anane HaKavod. That is why Rav David Cohen says we say these words, because since in the Torah we find, in the Nehemiah, we find the Anshei Knesses HaGedola, the Mevatel, the Yetzirah, and that Zuchus of Bittul Yetzirah was Megin Aleim Kisukah. Now, after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when we mispalel and we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single year in our davening, we personally are Mevatel, part of our Yetzirah. That's the Avodah, that we're not going to continue to do the sins we've done in the past. we also, to a degree, reenact what the Anshei Knesset HaGedola have done for us in the time of Nehemiah. There's also through the Avoda of Elul and Rosh Hashanah, Aser Simei Tshuva and Yom Kippur, we're also personally mevatel a darga of our Yetzahara. And that bitl of the Yetzahara for us is the greatest zuchus, what we have accomplished on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and it's a zuchus, and it's a megin, Melech Oizer Moshiach Umagen. It is a form of protection for us personally, and for Klal Yisrael as a sukkah, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is resting His Shechinah, the Anani HaKavod, upon us and protecting us. Just like what the Anshei Knesset HaGedola did for the Klal, what we're doing for the Prat, when we go into the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Aseres Yemei Teshuva and Sukkos, is an exact reenactment of what happened during the time of the Bayis Sheni with Ezra Nehemiah and the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. And that's why we say these words, that when we sing the Sukkot, it should be it's the same exact reenactment. Okay, with that, I leave you and Yirat Hashem tomorrow at regular time, 9:30. Okay, we'll talk about Chol HaMoed is on hold. I'm not sure I can make a Chol HaMoed. We'll see what we'll figure out by tomorrow. We'll talk about tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.